The Tony Conley Morning Show presents Meet the Expert, which is sponsored by Sparrow Sports Medicine and Sparrow Michigan Athletic Club. Let's talk with Dr. Julie Dodds. She's an orthopedic surgeon. She's on the other end of our line. Dr. Dodds, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for your patience this morning. We're going to talk about nutritional supplements, and I tell you what, up until a couple of months ago, I was taking vitamin E and vitamin C and a multiple vitamin, and I started doing a little research about that. Not only did I learn that I get most of the nutrients that I need from a balanced diet, but that some of those supplements could be hurting me, and I wanted to get your take on that. What are the common nutritional supplements that are being used, not only by adults, but more specifically high school and college athletes?
Well, adults like you, Tony, have used a lot of the vitamins and as you good for you for doing your research, but if you get these vitamins from your regular balanced diet, you really don't need them supplemental. Here in Michigan, we do have issues with vitamin D, so that is something that is usually recommended to supplement, and women always need to supplement calcium and sometimes some iron. But beyond that, you can usually get what you need through a regular diet. Now, the high school and college athletes usually use it for a little bit of a different type of aspect. They tend to use it for trying to improve performance, and probably the most common one used, especially in college athletes, is creatine, and that basically has been shown to benefit athletes to help them train harder, and probably doesn't improve their performance a bit in things like the activities that involve short bursts of energy, like weightlifting, and they can usually train a bit better too for some of their athletics. But creatine looks like it's fairly safe as long as you have normal kidney functions, so it's always a good idea if you're interested in starting any type of supplement to see your physician first. Creatine is not recommended for use in children just because there hasn't been enough studies on it to know if it is harmful or not.
Well, what are the dangers of supplements?
Well, medications used or supplements used, such as steroids, which is rampant in the weightlifting population, those can have very serious side effects. And if you go to any gym, not necessarily a gym, but some of the gyms in town, it's pretty easy to get a hold of some steroids, which the weightlifters and bodybuilders like to use to try to build muscle mass. And there's a lot of very detrimental effects with that, things like causing liver failure. You actually can increase your cholesterol. You can increase your blood pressure. There have even been deaths reported from steroid. And then there's things called steroid rage, where these athletes can simply go a little bit crazy because of steroid on board. So while the steroids have been shown to improve muscle mass, there's some serious dangers with using them.
All right, Dr. Dodds, how do we know if a supplement is safe?
Well, unfortunately, you don't necessarily know that. One of the things you can do is what you have done, Tony, and that is do some internet searching and find what's out there. But every bottle of supplement you get, there's really no regulation as to what is in that bottle. They can put whatever they want on the label. There is something called Consumer Labs, which does individually evaluate some of the supplements. And if they put a Consumer Labs logo on the label, that means that has been independently tested. But unfortunately, the supplements that you buy at some of the nutrition stores and things like that don't have to have in them what they say they do, unlike the drugs you buy at the drugstore. The prescription medications have to have in them what they say they have in them. So it's a little bit tough to figure all that out, and sometimes you are taking a bit of a risk by taking these supplements that aren't well regulated by the FDA.
Well, we've been talking with Dr. Julie Dodds, who's an orthopedic surgeon. Thanks so much, Dr. Dodds.
You're welcome, Tony.